Super Delicious cereal presents The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, brought to you by that Super Delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Today we reach the thrilling climax to the story of the Golden Homing Pigeon. A new adventure looms ahead for Superman and his friends. We'll join them in a moment. But first, let's listen in on a discussion between two members of the Pep Aviation Club. They seem pretty excited about something.
Hey, Eddie, I've just been talking to that new boy who moved in next door to me.
Yeah?
And what a guy. I bet he'd make a swell member for the club.
Why, is he an aviation expert or something?
No, but his father's an Army flyer.
Yeah?
He works down at the airport.
An Army flyer? Oh, you're kidding.
No, Eddie, honest. Pete's father is a civilian flight instructor for the Army.
Oh.
He gives primary training to aviation cadets. Pete says he was a regular pilot in the First War, and he knows a lot of swell stories.
Well, what do you know about that?
And Pete's nuts about planes. He's been up with his father lots of times.
Yeah?
So I thought we could take him into the club, and then maybe his father would give us some pointers about our plane models.
Yeah.
You know, the ones we've been getting out of Pep packages.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Well, I bet Pete's father could give us plenty of inside dope about those models.
Well, why don't I bring Pete over to the club tomorrow, and we can discuss this thing with him.
Uh-huh.
After all, he's new here, and he probably doesn't know we all collect Pep model planes.
Hey, that's a good idea, Jack. I'll see you both over at the club tomorrow.
Well, gang, if the new boy in town hasn't found out about the Pep plane models, you know as well as I do what a swell surprise he's going to get. Because there's a cardboard plane model in two colors right inside every single package of Kellogg's Pep. You don't have to spend in any money for it, not even a box top. And what's more, there are seven models in this series, really keen ones, like the Flying Fortress and the Pretty Spitfire. So, gang, keep on making those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes your own special breakfast. Keep on collecting Pep model planes. And remember the name, Pep. P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, the adventures of Superman!
Captured by Barton, the man of many accents, Jimmy Olsen was told he must decide how to die, either by leaping off Barton's terrace to the street 35 stories below, or by facing the saboteur's man-eating Black Panther. Meanwhile, Superman, having foiled Barton's latest coup by saving an American convoy from Jap rocket guns, returned to Metropolis to find Jimmy missing. As we continue now, on the high terrace, Barton is taunting Jimmy. 10 feet away in the next room, the Black Panther snarls and strains at the chain holding him to the wall. Listen.
I came out here, Olsen, to remind you that it's just 2 minutes before 5 o'clock. You, remember I told you I feed my Black Panther on this terrace promptly at 5? And you remember I told you I didn't intend to feed him today, that I was just going to release him?
If you're trying to make me beg, you got another guest coming.
Just listen to me. He knows it's his dinner time. Do you intend to remain here and meet the panther or jump off the terrace?
You're a dirty, low-down Nazi.
Why don't you jump, Olsen? It's only 35 stories to the street. And who knows? Perhaps your friend Superman will appear in time to save you, as he did the other day.
Maybe he...
I'm afraid you won't see Superman today, Olsen. But any other day. Well, just 30 seconds to go. You'll excuse me, I'll unchain the panther. He hates to be kept waiting, you know. Chiro.
With his mocking laughter ringing in Jimmy Olsen's ears, Barton approaches his snarling Black Panther and prepares to loose the chains which hold the savage beast to the wall. But at this moment, in Clark Kent's office of the Daily Planet, Kent has just resumed his true identity of Superman. Leaning from his open window, he is releasing the golden homing pigeon with the steel talons. The bird he captured over the Japs' volcanic island.
All right, out of this window with you, pigeon. Unless I miss my guess, you lead me to Barton and to Jim. Okay, on your way. Now, out and after it. Up and away! Heading across town. Seems to know where it's going, all right. Wish I knew I could get there much faster. Go on, pigeon, go on. Hey, that's funny. We're heading right over the pet shop. I wonder if... Oh, wait a minute. Pigeon's starting to circle over that tall apartment building. Let's get up there. Up! Bird's beginning to circle down. That means its home nest is around here someplace. But where? Great Scott! On that terrace! It's Jim!
and a big black beast about to spring at him. Down to that terrace. Down! Stand back, Jim. All right, Panther, come on. Got you. Don't like being held by the scruff of the neck, eh? Go ahead. Come on, snarl all you want to. Keep back, Jim. You're all right now. I'll just... You, Bart, drop that gun.
Not before I finish you.
Yes, he meant those shots for me, but I yanked the Panther in the path of the bullets. Barton!
Stand back! I've got 3 bullets left. Enough for you and Olsen.
Don't move, Jim. Stand behind me.
Okay, Superman.
All right, Barton, let's have it.
Don't get it all right.
Don't look so surprised, Barton. Bullets always bounce off me.
I'm dreaming.
If you are, it's a bad dream. Bad for you. Come here.
Shake now, will you? Know what the game is.
Speak to me!
Oh, no, you don't.
Don't blow me off there! Don't!
That's what you deserve, but I don't mete out punishment. In America, we leave that to honest courts. Jim, can you get back to the Daily Planet all right by yourself?
Sure. I'm okay now, Superman.
All right, you do that. Now, Barton, hang on tight. This is going to be the fastest trip to jail you ever saw.
No! No!
Up and away!
A short time later, in Editor White's office in the Daily Planet, Jimmy has recited his hair-raising adventure to White and Lois. White has rushed out to remake the next edition of the paper.
Oh, Jim, that was a terrible experience.
Well, it wasn't much fun when Barton unchained that Black Panther, I can tell you. But when Superman showed up, oh, boy, was I glad to see him.
I bet you were.
What a man. You should have seen him pick up that Panther like it was a kitten.
You talking about me?
You. We were talking about a real man, about Superman.
Oh, that fellow certainly steals my thunder, doesn't he?
Oh, you ought to hear what happened.
I know all about it, Jim. I was at the jail when Superman brought Barton in.
Huh? You were?
Uh-huh. And to pay you back for that crack you just made about me, Lois, I'm glad to tell you that I've just scooped you on Barton's confession.
What?
Gosh.
What
did Barton say, Mr. Kent?
Well, he told us enough so there won't be any difficulty in rounding up the rest of his gang of saboteurs. He cleared up another thing I couldn't figure out before, too.
What, Mr. Kent?
I kept wondering how Barton found out that Richards, the pigeon fancier in Hickory Hill, had the second golden homing pigeon. Mm-hmm. And how Candy Myers had one, too.
Oh, by the way, Candy Myers is going to be all right, Mr. Kent. Mr. White told me.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, go on, Mr. Brilliant Reporter. How did Barton find out about Richards and Candy Myers having his pigeons?
He tapped the Daily Planet telephone wires.
What?
He did.
Uh-huh. As soon as we announced over the radio that we'd found the first pigeon, Barton figured that anyone else finding a pigeon might get in touch with us. So he somehow managed to tap our wires.
Jeepers. Well, it's all over now, thanks to Superman. Incidentally, the circus is opening this afternoon, and I've got some passes. How would you two like to go?
The circus? Oh, boy. Gosh, thanks, Miss Lane. Where'd you get the pass?
From the Three Vogels. They do a high wire act. They're friends of mine. How about it, Clark?
I get a big kick out of the circus, too, so I'll say what Jim did.
Gosh, thanks, Miss Lane.
Well, let's go, then. We can get a bite of lunch on the way.
Here, come on, let's get started.
All right, I'll just tell the chief though where we're going. Considering what Jim went through, I don't think he'll object.
Tell him there's a pass for him, too, if he wants to come along.
Okay.
Oh, boy. This is the best circus I've ever seen. Hey, look at the clowns, Mr. Kent. And look at the bareback riders, Miss Lane. And look,
you got to look ahead to tomorrow when you're going to have an awful stomach ache, Jim.
Huh?
That's the third bag of peanuts you're finishing.
Oh, no, peanuts and circuses go together.
I know, but...
Let's have a few, Jim.
Oh, gosh, they're all gone.
Oh, they are? Oh, I'll go down and get some more.
Honestly, you men, no more sense than babies.
Keep my seat warm, Jim.
Okay.
Jim, look at those acrobats on the flying ring.
Boy, oh, boy. I wish I could do that.
Wait to see the Three Vogels do their high wire act. That is something.
Oh, you said the Three Vogels are friends of yours, didn't you, Miss Lane?
Mm-hmm. I wrote a story about them a couple of years ago, and we got to know and like each other. They always send me passes when the circus comes to town, and we visit together. They're lovely people, Jim.
Say, are those the Vogels now, climbing up the ropes to the high wire?
Where?
Over there, see?
Oh, yes, that's them. There's Carl and there's Goethe.
Well, who's the little kid climbing the rope behind the man?
That's Peter. He's the third Vogel.
That little kid?
Uh-huh.
Is he in the act?
Gosh.
He can't be more than 10 or 11.
He's only 9. He's been performing with his mother and father since he was an infant. Wait a minute. Here comes the announcement.
Ever performed in this or any other circuit. The Three Vogels!
revenue was ever amazing. Testifying feet from a single thin wire. Suspended 100 feet above the center plane.
Cheap. 100 feet.
There they are on the towers now.
They look awful small up there.
Don't they?
They're getting set. A somersault on that tiny wire and landed on her husband's shoulder. And no net underneath either.
What's Peter, the boy, Jim? He's getting ready to leave the tower.
Oh, what does he do, Miss Lane?
Well, he'll walk out on the wire and his father will toss him up on Mrs. Vogel's shoulders. And then... Jim!
Holy mackerel, the wire!
Jim Vogel! They're falling!
Downward! Downward! Their threshing arms and strangled tights flashing in the glow of the great searchlights. The two Vogels whirl sickeningly toward the earth, 100 feet below. The great crowd screams, then freezes in horror. We'll return for the dramatic climax of today's episode in a moment. But first, John wants to have a word with you. Go ahead, John.
Gang ever come home from school so hungry you figured you just couldn't wait until dinner time? Well, next time that happens, just pour yourself a big bowl full of golden delicious Kellogg's Pep with plenty of good whole milk. And see if that doesn't really hit the spot. Those grand, crisp whole wheat flakes make a swell afternoon snack. And what's more, they're mighty good for you, too. So, gang, be sure your mother puts Pep on her shopping list for tomorrow. And remember the name, Pep. P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, back to our story. Beginning their spectacular high-wire performance at the circus, Mr. and Mrs. Vogel suddenly plunged through space toward the earth 100 feet below when the wire snapped beneath them. Before the horrified eyes of Lois, Jimmy, and thousands of spectators, their bodies landed with a dull, sickening thud. Clark Kent, returning from beneath the stands, has just joined our friends.
Clark, I can't look.
Now, easy, Lois. Easy.
Terrible.
We're getting whatever help is possible.
Gosh. It's a good thing the little kid didn't step out on the wire. Look, he's coming down the rope now. Poor kid.
Oh, it's just so terrible. They're probably both dead.
That's the first bad accident the circus ever had, isn't it?
Wasn't an accident, Jim.
Huh? What did you say, Mr. Kent?
Wasn't an accident.
Not an accident? Clark, what do you mean?
That's what I said, Lois. It was not an accident. It was murder.
Startled out of her weeping, Lois gasps and stares at Clark Kent. Jimmy's breath catches in his throat. Murder, Kent has just declared. Not a tragic accident when the high wire broke, but murder. What does Kent mean? What did his keen eyes see that no one else in that great crowd saw? Fellows and girls, don't miss tomorrow's episode in our thrilling new mystery adventure story. Tune in, same time, same station, and listen to The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
And brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Paper and turn it into your local collector. Remember the slogan, don't throw it out, turn it in. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC publications. This is Mutual.